With an update from LondonNewsToday.ca, I'm Miranda Chant. London's first three homeless hub locations are a go. City councillors voted 9-6 last night to approve the hubs, one near Parkwood Hospital, another in a building on LHSC's Victoria Hospital campus, and the third at my sister's place on Dundas. Those sites would serve women, youth, and Indigenous people. They're slated to open in December. The man killed in London's seventh homicide of the year will be laid to rest today. 27-year-old Terry Elbert Jr. was killed Friday in a stabbing at a home on Forbes Street. His funeral will be held at the Chippewa Community Center in Muncie at 11 this morning. A 33-year-old woman's been charged with second-degree murder in his death. At the trial of Nathaniel Veltman, jurors were shown photos yesterday of Veltman's apartment and damage to the truck he used to run down a London Muslim family in 2021. The pictures inside his apartment on Covent Marketplace were taken 6 days after the attack and were typical of a young bachelor, but the images of the truck showed extensive damage to the front end, with clothing lodged in the hood. After getting a deal with Ford, the union representing auto workers is shifting its focus to General Motors. Unifor says it will begin contract talks with GM today. The union represents roughly 4,300 workers, including those at the Woodstock Parts Distribution Center. The Stanley Cup will be in West Lorne today. The town southwest of London is receiving the honor as part of its Kraft Hockeyville win. The Cup will be visiting a retirement home in Dutton, the home of a retired coach, and all four schools in West Lorne and Dutton-Dunwich before arriving at the park behind the local arena. NHL alumni Darcy Tucker and Rob Ray will also be at the arena for a meet and greet. For more on these and other stories, go to LondonNewsToday.ca.